morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Today's deep dive takes us back to the wide receiver room, and specifically veteran DeMarcus Robinson. Robinson looked like a strong addition in training camp last year, flashing at OTAs as well. But after serving a 3-game suspension to start the season, he never really got going. All told, he caught just 22 passes for 276 yards and one touchdown during the regular season, and he never went over 50 yards in any game. Then, of course, he played his best game of the year against the Eagles in the wildcard round, catching 6 passes for 111 yards and a touchdown. Great. How'd he do the next week? Well, that came against the Seahawks, and that defense, he had a whopping 1 catch for 1 yard. When it comes to this season, Robinson's spot on the team could be in jeopardy. Just take a look at the competition. Christian Kirk, who they signed this offseason, Jacob Cowing, and Jordan Watkins are all going to be battling for spots behind Mike Evans, who's a lock, behind Ricky Pearsall, who's a lock, and behind Dazon Stribling, who is a lock. One thing in Robinson's favor is that he would probably cost the 49ers around $2.5 million to release, which, as much as no one wants to admit it, is a factor in these decisions. Then again, one thing that hurts Robinson is that he has never played special teams in his career, and the Niners are going to need their receivers to play special teams, so that's a point against him. As I see it, the bottom line here is pretty simple. Robinson had every opportunity last year to show us something. The Niners were decimated at wide receiver. They lost George Kittle for big chunks of the year. There was every possible circumstance to set up DeMarcus Robinson to have a good year, and he didn't do it. He couldn't do it. So my question to Kyle Shanahan would be, why does he deserve another shot? I know for me and a lot of 49er fans, we would much rather see if anything is there with Jacob Cowing and Jordan Watkins than have another season of DeMarcus Robinson just kind of muddling along. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, The Athletic continues their look at every single player on the 49ers roster. They did offense yesterday. Today is defense. If you want to read it again, I'll have the link in the description. One thing to watch, former 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. According to Mike Garofolo of NFL Media, Garoppolo considered retirement but has now decided that he would play in the right situation. Garofolo says nothing is imminent and it might take a quarterback injury for Jimmy G to sign somewhere. One thing you might have missed, the Seahawks have injury problems of their own. They announced yesterday that they placed safety Nick Emenwori on the physically unable to perform list. His injury was unknown until that point. Brady Henderson of ESPN reports Emenwori had ankle surgery earlier this month and could miss some time in training camp. However, he is expected to be ready for week one. He did participate in offseason work with teammates, but continued to experience soreness, leading to the surgery. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
I'm expecting you in for a voiceover. I've got Sterling the client here. Clem says you're buried in a coffin underground.
That's right.
It's a very clear line. You don't sound like you're buried underground.
Oh, I'm buried underground, all right.
You using the new 023 E17? I've got one of those. They're mega.
Who gives a shit?